All of us need help sometimes, and sometimes it takes extreme measures. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Ancient writer Homer relates that both the captain Odysseus and his crew used extreme measures when his ship neared the place where the sirens sang. Homer says they were two sirens, while other ancient writers said they were a whole lot more. Sailors who came near the island of the sirens could hear the enchanting music and voices. They would throw themselves into the sea. The seductive song of the women lured the men to their deaths. Odysseus wanted him and his crew to live through the experience, wouldn't you? So he prepared them. He instructed them to strap him to the mast of the ship, ordering them to ignore him when he screamed for them to cut him loose. He put wax in the ears of the crew so they couldn't hear the seductive melodies. And then he set sail. The sirens sang, Odysseus screamed, the crew ignored him because they had wax in their ears. Do you think it's possible for God to strap us down for our own good, ignore our screams, not because God has wax in the ears, but for our own good? We need to stay right where we are if we're going to survive the journey. The way forward often means going through treacherous waters. We may think we're big, bad, and bold enough to resist the temptation to self-destruct, but God goes to extreme measures to strap us down, stabilize our position, so we can get to the other side of the experience. So next time seductive temptations have you gnashing teeth and wailing, well, and you can't seem to satisfy those urges or respond or follow the song, just thank God. Jesus just may have you strapped down or strapped to the mast for your own good. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.